We live in a world that encourages selfish attitudes and desires. I mean, you tell me, when was the last time that you heard someone actually say, "It doesn't matter what I want, what you want is more important to me"? Not that many people say that, right? More often, it's more along the lines of me, 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 and I. However, Jesus came to set us free, and in doing so, he set a different example for us. So today, we're going to dive into what it truly means to live a not my will, but yours be done lifestyle. Stay tuned.
Hey, mom friend. Welcome to Taller Mom Diaries podcast. I want to help you build a beautiful, godly marriage, raise your children in the Lord, and create an organized, Christ-centered home. It's time to go from settling for the world's expectations of marriage and family to enjoying home life, marriage, family, and parenting God's way. I know that deep desire in your heart to thrive as a godly wife and a Christian mom while living out the purpose that God has for you. You just need to know how to do it, and I'm here to help. Hey girl, I'm Larissa J. I'm a wife, toddler mom, and Christian personal development coach. It wasn't long ago when I was an overwhelmed mom and a stressed out elementary teacher, but I decided to go all in and trust God with my life. I quit my job in order to do what I was feeling called to do, focus on family. I felt the calling to create this podcast for you, mom friend, because I want you to know that you're not alone and that doing this thing God's way is better than anything you could have ever imagined.
Well, welcome back to another episode of the Taller Mom Diaries podcast. As you know, today we are talking about embracing a not my will, but yours be done lifestyle. We're going to go over three ways specifically that we can actually embrace this mentality and this lifestyle. And we're going to dive right in right now with number one. So the first way that we can embrace this type of lifestyle is by cultivating a servant's heart. So let me backtrack a little bit. For those of you who are not familiar with not my will, but yours be done, that is coming from scripture. But the whole idea is having a mindset, an attitude, and living a life where it's really just an act of surrender. In surrender to God. It is us saying, "Hey Lord, not my will, but yours be done." Just as Jesus was on the earth. That was the mentality that he had, and we are called to take on that same mindset. Okay, so in doing that, we first want to make sure that we cultivate a servant's heart. So we all know that we are not born with a servant's heart. It is something that has to be cultivated. It's something that has to be taught. You know, we live in a fallen world full of sin, and we all have a sinful nature until we're filled with the Holy Spirit. So this is why we even see toddlers naturally learn the word mine, right? Sometimes they may not want to share, just depending on the environment that they're in, the type of people that they're around, the type of training that they've had. Many of them are inclined to not want to share. And we have to teach them, right, to share with others and to give. And in the same way, we must also allow God and his word to teach us and to serve and to give as well. This heart change actually comes from having a renewed mind, which we see in Romans 12:2, and also having a reborn spirit, which is in Romans 10:9 and John 3, verses 6 through 7. You can go ahead and take a look at those on your own. But when we experience those changes, that's when we are able to really cultivate a servant's heart. Oftentimes, it's not something that comes naturally. So we have to learn to be servants of the Lord. Only when we commit to serving others do we actually find freedom in life. And I know sometimes it's like, well, that doesn't make sense, but that's just how it is in the spiritual realm. That is how it is when you study the scriptures. You find that, you know, the way that we do things and the things that make sense to us is not the way that God does things. His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts higher than our thoughts, right? So we actually find freedom when we commit to serving. I want to read to you Galatians 5:13. It says, "For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another." So we see in that Bible verse that we've been called to freedom, but we are instructed not to use that freedom as an opportunity to indulge in our flesh and our desires, but to use that freedom to, through love, serve other people. Okay, so the second thing after cultivating a servant's heart is to understand God's desire for women, specifically within the roles of marriage and motherhood. So this is having an understanding of it and also accepting it, embracing it, seeking to live according to it is going to contribute to embracing this type of submitted lifestyle, this not my will but yours be done lifestyle. You know, as women, we have been created to serve. And I know that it's not a popular concept to modern women today, but it's God's intent for women. It's our purpose. In the very beginning, we see that God created Eve to be a helpmeet to Adam. We talked about this in a previous episode, but we're going to touch on it again here. Genesis 2:18, it says, "And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make a helper comparable to him." So if you missed the previous episode and you want to go more in depth on that study, you can check out episode 21, as well as the blog, which is titled "The Role of Women, God's Beautiful Purpose for Christians." So we go a little more in depth regarding this topic. But God desires for the Christian woman to find fulfillment in serving him and in serving others. For those who are unmarried, that is the sole purpose of that season, is to serve God and to serve others. And of course, within that season, you know, the Lord will work on a woman's heart and teach her things and allow her to grow and develop more into the woman that he's called her to be, especially if she is living a life surrendered and submitted to him. For those who are married, his desire is, and let me say, for those who are wives and for those who are mothers of young children, God's desire is that we find fulfillment in serving him first and foremost. That doesn't change. But also in serving our husbands and serving our children. And this is very much seen throughout scripture. You want to start somewhere, you can check out Titus 2, where it gives the instruction for women to love their husband, love their children, and be keepers of their home. And all of that is service. Seasons change. So those who are unmarried often will get married, and those who are mothers of young children will one day become empty nesters. However, regardless of the season that we're in, there will always be someone for us to serve, which is the amazing thing when you think about it. You know, it changes. When we were in our single season, there were people for us to serve within that capacity. When we got married, you know, there's a husband to serve. Becoming a mother, there are children to serve. You know, then, you know, as things change, like I said, maybe you begin to enter into the empty nesting years, and it's you and your husband, usually around a certain time frame once the kids are grown. Sometimes people have parents that need help and assistance. And so then you're serving parents, you know, you're serving people within the church. You're serving people in various different capacities. So it's important that we just accept that we are called to serve. We're called to serve. And contrary to what the world would tell you, it's not all about serving ourselves. there's always going to be someone that you can help and pour into. So what does it mean to serve others? So the word serve means to perform services or duties for someone else. It also can be defined as to work for. You'll find those definitions in the Oxford and Cambridge dictionaries. We must live in surrender, which means that we have to be willing to lay ourselves down, to lay our desires down in order to be obedient to the Lord. And we must be ready to put the needs of others before our own. And sometimes this can be difficult, especially if you're new to it, but it is absolutely fulfilling. And in order to do this effectively, I do want to note that in order to serve others effectively, we do have to make sure that we ourselves are full and equipped by God. This comes from spending time with Him every day, reading His Word every day, praying every day, and taking care of ourselves. That means proper rest, proper nutrition, drinking water, exercising. All of those things are important. And when we take care of those things for ourselves, we are better prepared for the duty that we are called to of serving others. And we can actually do that with a joyful heart. So, you know, it is hard to be able to serve with a joyful heart, to be able to give and pour out when you're burned out. So I want you to think about some possible adjustments that you might need to make so that you can better serve the people around you. The third thing here in embracing a not my will but yours be done lifestyle is to recognize that Jesus set an example and follow that example. So you may be thinking that this is a difficult or undesirable role to play in life. However, Jesus came and He set that example for us. He Himself was a servant on the earth, even when He clearly deserved to be worshiped. He deserved to be treated like the King that He is. But He taught the importance of being a servant, and it is our job to trust Him and to be obedient. You know, Mark 10:45 says, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give His life a ransom for many." So imagine being royalty, yet choosing to be beaten and crucified to save the lives of people in the world, many of which hate you and don't care about you. That is a true servant's heart, right? If Jesus can lay His life down quite literally, then we can surely lay our lives down in obedience to what God is asking us to do. 1 Timothy 2:5 through 6 says, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave Himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time." I want to encourage you not to lose your life trying to do things your way. You know, we all have a choice. We can do things our way. We can do things God's way. But the fact of the matter is, doing it God's way is the best way. When we get in line with the Creator of the universe, that's when we find the joy, the peace, the fulfillment, the freedom that we're looking for. You may think that serving your husband or spending hours training your children or cooking or cleaning are in vain, but they're not. That is purpose at its finest. We, as believers, cannot allow the fallacies of this world to be projected onto us. The world does not do things God's way. So what the world tells you about womanhood is all wrong. Spoiler alert, the world is wrong. Society is wrong. Culture is wrong. But the word of God is true. Here's what Jesus said in Luke 17:33. He said, "Whoever seeks to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life will preserve it." So there will be a reward in the end if we will only surrender. We must lay it all down before the Lord, you know, pick our cross up, follow Him no matter the cost. And there are times when that may not be easy. It may be very difficult, but it will be worth it. So if we only focus on living for ourselves and what we want to do, we will lose the spiritual dimension and benefits of our life. Only when we live a life of surrender will we reap the benefits that last in eternity. So I encourage you to be driven by eternity. You know, one day we're going to give an account to God of how we used our time on earth. Would you be proud to tell him that you abandoned his plan to do what you felt that you wanted to do for yourself because it's your life? I think it would be much better to experience the review of all the ways that you served others in your life just as he instructed you to do. What do you think? Talk to you soon.
If you love what you heard and you would like to work one-on-one with me, head over to ToddlerMomDiaries.com and click Work With Me. I pray that this episode blessed your life. If you enjoyed it and got something from it, would you do me a favor and please leave a review of my show on Apple Podcasts? It would make my heart happy to know that it was a blessing to you. Also, will you pause for a moment and share this episode with someone else who has been praying to have a more Christ-centered marriage, family, and home? It's time that we reclaim God's design for marriage and family, starting with one mama at a time. And if you're looking for community, come join our Toddler Mom Diaries community today at ToddlerMomDiaries.com/community. Until next time, mama, love and blessings, Larissa J.